beautiful people, this is your girl Lakia McDaniel of Holistically Being, making sure you tune in to my podcast on implementing methods for a healthier mind, body, and spirit. We owe it to ourselves to live life in color and in high definition. Tune in every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday for pre-recorded episodes and every other Sunday for live special guests. Peace and blessings, beautiful people. Thank you for tuning into today's episode, which is the last episode of the sixth season. This season is all about self-care, and in honor of today being the last episode of the self-care series, we're going to end the season with a banger. Okay, today's show breaks down the signs you may need a spiritual detox. Now, before we get into today's show, I'm going to, of course, start off with the holistic tip of the day. A foot bath with detox recipes is an amazing natural remedy that not only provides the relief and gets rid of the stress that your feet endure during the long day, it also aids in getting rid of bacteria and improves foot health, all the while detoxing your body. The elimination of toxic substances is very crucial for our cells and tissues to function properly. Feet detoxification is accomplished through the small pores in the feet, and this method has a unique capability of eliminating various kinds of heavy metal and other toxic substances. Now, there's a lot of foot detox recipes on the market, y'all, but unfortunately, many of them may cost a pretty penny. All right? So if you want to watch your pockets, just do what I did and create your own. Okay? Now, what if I told you you can create your own recipe and it won't break your pockets? Hello? I just happen to have a list of foot bath detox recipes on the blog at holisticallybeing.com. Okay, the link is attached to today's show, so make sure you check it out. All right, the four recipes that I have listed is milk and honey detox, apple cider vinegar detox, ginger detox, and sea salt detox. So check out the link after you're listening to the show. All right. All right, now, as I mentioned earlier, today's show is all about spiritual detoxing and the signs that we may need it. Spiritual cleansing involves detoxing spiritually, okay? And guess what? Detoxing spiritually is just as significant as detoxing physically, all right? We all have a pretty good idea about physical detoxing. You know, the most common is eating better, right? Incorporating smoothies into our diets and juicing and things of that nature. And they're all wonderful. But not many of us know how to spiritually detox. Removing negative energy from ourselves is a different kind of body cleansing, which involves purifying our energy with methods ranging from spending time in nature to meditation. We all encounter negative energy on a daily basis, but most of us are oblivious to it, okay? What are the signs of needing a spiritual detox? Well, let's break it down some. One is excessive television with violent content. Two is social media addiction. Three, finding pleasure in other people's misfortune. Four, lack of proper sleep. Five, stress and anxiety. Six, keeping yourself surrounded with drama magnets and people who like to stir up shit. 7, self-doubt and doubtful of others. 8, refusal to see the glass if half full. And 9, you spew negativity when the mood hits you. Okay? Now, fortunately, There are all ways to reverse the signs, but it starts with acknowledging that you need it. You need to change, okay? If you feel you might need a spiritual detox, here are what I consider, okay? Just listen to the following. First thing you want to do is turn off the television and computers for a couple of days, all right? Even if just for one day. One day is just as impactful, okay? We tend to absorb a lot of negativity from television and social media to the point that we'll feel depleted of good spiritual energy and will eventually suffer from low vibrations. Turning everything off, even if it's just for one day or maybe 1 hour, it'll help us elevate our vibrations, making us feel more at ease, okay? The next thing I would suggest is to just spend time in nature. You know, getting some vitamin D and being near water and trees relieves us from that depression, anxiety that we carry around within ourselves, you know? Take time to go to the park and let your feet play in the grass, get grounded, and feel yourself becoming centered by the earth. Go to the beach or somewhere where there's a body of water. Now, if it's cold outside, then you might just want to stick to like a park, you know? But the flow of the water will help you release mental blockages. It's so worth it to go outside when you have a lot on your mind, you know? And if it's not warm enough for the beach, a nice cool walk at the park would do you just as good, okay? The next thing I would suggest is to just surround yourself with positive people. You know, there's a saying, if you want to get to know someone, check out the people they hang with, or, you know, something like that. Well, maybe I just made that up. I don't know, but it feels and it sounds real serious, okay? Just take heed to that. Simply put, positive folks attract positive folks, and negative folks, well, you know, it's that simple, okay? Another thing I would suggest is to take a spiritual bath. When we endure some spiritual and emotional stress and or some form of trauma, it definitely creates a spiritual blockage and lingering negative energy. I think spiritual bathing, or as some may call it, ritual bathing, is our way of releasing those blockages. And if you're curious, it's just simply a detox bath, you know? It's the same ingredients. You use your bath the same way, but we use it in a way when it's spiritually inclined, it's like you begin to sit in there and meditate, you know? With a spiritual bath, you should definitely feel more at peace, spiritually cleansed, lighter, and be. You know, when you take a spiritual bath, you have to learn to accept the good in your life as well as the bad. As you sit in the bath and meditate and reflect on everything that's going on in your life, you know, particularly the reason why you need to do a spiritual bath, it's like having or creating some kind of accountability. You're forming some kind of accountability and acceptance within what's going on. And in that meditative moment, you are experiencing a shift. You know, you are becoming more self-aware. You know, you're talking to your higher source, you know, whoever you pray to, God, your ancestors, you know. Taking a spiritual bath can definitely work wonders for helping you become more uplifted, okay? And I did mention meditation a little bit earlier. So yeah, I would definitely also recommend, of course, meditation. You know, clearing and quieting your mind with meditation is the perfect way to reset and recharge. Burn some essential oils to assist you in your meditation, because aromatherapy in combination with meditation, it works wonders for your spirit as well. Okay, so there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Those would be my recommendations for detoxing spiritually. Okay, again, if you are feeling and showing signs of needing a spiritual detox, and we're gonna go over this again: excessive television, social media addiction, finding pleasure in other people's misfortune, lack of proper sleep, stress and anxiety, keeping yourself surrounded with drama, self-doubt and doubtful of others, refusing to see the glass half head full, and spewing negativity whenever the mood hits you. If you feel any of those signs, definitely consider doing a spiritual detox with all of the recommendations that's been aforementioned, okay? You know, it's amazing how much we acknowledge within ourselves, you know, when it comes down to it, and then we are in a place in our life when we are experiencing a lot of, you know, negative experiences more than positive experiences, then we have to take it upon ourselves to take accountability of what we need to change. You know, the biggest and most impactful catalyst in our personal lives when it comes to change is us. You know, it starts within us. It starts with seeing things with clear vision, you know, and not just with the eyes we were born with, okay? For those of you who know, it's that third seeing eye, you know, that thing that brings us the clarity that we seek, the thing that, you know, heightens our intuition. Once we start envisioning something different, something that we need as far as newness is concerned, and taking a different direction, it takes accountability and acknowledgement and self-accountability and a self-awareness. And I think when we go through a spiritual detox, we are in that place when we're ready, you know. It's not just about cleansing ourselves spiritually. We are making room for the proper adjustments in our lives so that we can live the life that we desire. You know, it's part of manifesting greatness. You know, if we want to start creating the life we want, we got to start doing things differently. You know, and sometimes that can be as simple as getting better sleep. You know, it could be something as simple as that to something more significant like seeing a therapist. Okay, so yeah, it's all about taking accountability and providing balance in your life so that you can become centered. All right, and a good spiritual detox will help you get to a place where you want to be in your life. All right, and that does it for today's show. I thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure you subscribe. Okay, share, download, and all that other good stuff that new podcasters such as myself like. That's a lot of love to show. Okay, that's a lot of love to show to new podcasters like me. So I appreciate everyone who has downloaded, shared, and subscribed to the blog holisticallybeing.com thus far. Okay, make sure you tell your family members and loved ones about holistically being as well, and especially those who you know are considering changing their lifestyle to more holistic living. Okay, you all know this is the place, this is the online source for all things holistic, spiritual, metaphysical, and all that good stuff that helps you create a healthier mind, body, and spirit. So there you have it. Again, thank you so much for tuning in, beautiful people. Make sure you join me again, same time, same place. And remember to live life in color and in high definition.